of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. To Lil, Kolo, and the outside world, Jungle Jim and Kitty are lost. In Singapore, Lil and Kolo try to map out some plan for their future, one that without Jim seems drab and colorless. Their discussion is interrupted by a gentle tapping on the door, and when Kolo opens it, he is confronted by a tall, well-dressed, turbaned Indian whom Kolo recognizes as the Rajah of Pandahori. He enters and appears very apprehensive about his safety and the secret mission he is about to reveal to Lil, who endeavors to reassure him and tries to get him to give the reasons for his sudden, unannounced visit.
Please rest assured, Your Highness, you're quite safe here. I've made this hotel my headquarters for many years, and the management takes great care in seeing I am not disturbed.
Yes, Miss DeVril. I have taken especial precautionary methods in thoroughly investigating both you and the late Mr. Bradley.
Oh, so you know all about Mr. Bradley's death at sea?
Yes. And may I extend to you my deepest sympathy.
Thank you, Your Highness.
I came to Singapore on advice of friends to seek his aid, but learned of his death. Being informed that you were here and perhaps still carrying on the splendid service that you and Mr. Bradley had instituted, I decided that you could be of great service to my cause, Miss DeVril.
I see. Of course, I really haven't decided to carry on the work that Jungle Jim Bradley became so famous for, but I would be glad to listen to your problem, Your Highness, and offer any help I can.
That is very kind of you, Miss DeVril. First, let me assure you my cause is a worthy and honorable one, although beset with great danger, possibly death.
Well, I'm used to such warnings, Your Highness. Death must come to us all at some time. My whole life has been lived dangerously, so please proceed with your problem.
Thank you. This particular problem has international complications, and the peace and welfare of the Northwest Territory of India depends upon the successful fulfillment of my mission. Naturally, it is of the most highly confidential nature, and I must swear you to secrecy.
Well, Your Highness, both Mr. Bradley and myself have established an enviable reputation for dealing with matters of a secret nature. You have my word of honor. Anything you may tell me will not go beyond the walls of this room. That also goes for my right-hand man, Kolo, here.
Very well, Miss DeVril. I will proceed with my story. My uncle, His Royal Highness, the Maharaja of Lakhmid and Pandahori, rules these two rich, powerful provinces in northwest India. He has ruled them wisely and well for over a half a century. But now he is a very old man whose health is failing fast. There are certain foreign powers who are very anxious upon the death of my uncle to seize the power in these territories and set up a puppet government under my infamous and nefarious elder brother, the Raja Ramid Singh of Afsasgan.
But hasn't your uncle a rightful heir to the throne?
Yes, a grandson, who until very recently we all believed to be dead, but we have discovered is very much alive.
Oh?
He is living in the United States of America. He is with the old nurse and governess who rescued him when his father and mother and a party of friends perished in a railway wreck and fire 16 years ago.
Pardon. That was the work of Ramid Singh and his men who tried to kill the Maharaja after murdering his rightful heirs.
Then you, Kolo, are a hillman and know something of this plot.
I live in hills where Ramid Singh's men wreck Raja's train, set fire to coaches, burn bodies.
But, Your Highness, you say the old nurse escaped with the Raja's baby son?
Exactly. And fearing further bloodshed and revolution, she fled to Vancouver, Canada. From there, she entered the service of a Hindu importer, and she has remained in his house ever since.
And she never revealed the secret of the boy's identity?
No, fearing that foreign agents residing in America might kidnap and hide the boy or even murder him. Mm-hmm. However, a few years ago, she confided the secret to her brother, telling him to keep her informed of developments with the territory ruled by my uncle, and at the proper time she would produce the rightful heir.
And I suppose when the plotting and intrigue became active, the nurse's brother revealed his sister's secret to you.
Exactly, Miss DeVille. The kindly old nurse, like her brother, is an intensely loyal patriot. She has carefully trained and educated the boy, but has never revealed the secret of his birth, even to the boy.
Well, I can readily sympathize with her wisdom in keeping the secret from the boy, but please continue, Your Honor.
A few days ago, we received word that the old nurse is ill, and even with the best of medical care, she will not live longer than 3 months. We must reach her before she dies, obtain certain papers and sworn statements regarding the boy's birthright. He, too, must be informed of his true identity and be brought back to India ready to assume his place on the throne. That is the mission I have been commissioned to prevail upon you to accept, Mr. Vill.
But why me? Why not you or one of your trusted followers?
Our enemies are watchful and unceasingly vigilant. The disappearance and absence of any one of the faithful for any length of time would immediately arouse suspicion. The international spy ring would be mobilized for action, and our chances for bringing the Maharaja's heir back alive would be very small. If it leaked out that there was an heir alive, a revolution or an armed invasion might be started and the throne seized.
But why do you think I could accomplish this job without being detected? How do you know you haven't been followed to Singapore? Anyone following you and learning of your visit to me would immediately suspect something was afoot.
I have taken the utmost precaution. I traveled openly to Delhi, where I entered a religious retreat. It was announced I would remain there for 1 month. With the aid of a priest of the sect, I disguised myself as an old field hand and left the place. Later, I changed my dress and makeup to a Brahmin scholar and proceeded to Madras, where I took the night plane and flew to Burma, and from there I came to Singapore. I am as reasonably certain as any human could be that I have not been followed and that my present whereabouts are unknown.
You're probably right. But now what do you want me to do?
The Empress of India sails tonight for the United States. There is first-class passage available. You will sail on the Empress. Proceed to San Francisco and go to the address I will give you. There you will find the prince and his old nurse. I will supply you with the necessary positive identification. The old nurse will release the prince in your care. You will tell him all I have told you. The nurse will tell him the rest. Then you will give him some letters I have addressed to him that will, I hope, prepare him for the future.
And I presume I'm to bring him back?
Yes. And in order to avert suspicion, you will travel as a member of a Hindu philosophical society, which has many European and American followers. Mm. The prince will travel as a young priest of the order, returning with you to a famous religious retreat in India.
Well, I'm sure I could carry out that deception with a little practice, but where will be my ultimate destination?
Return the boy to us here in Singapore. Oh. We will pay all your expenses, advance you 10,000 rupees, and upon the successful completion of your mission, we will reward you with the sum of 50,000 rupees.
Very generous offer, Your Highness. I will accept the offer of expenses in the advance, but no more.
That shall be as you wish, Miss DeVril. Then I understand that you will undertake the assignment.
There is only one thing that makes me hesitate, Your Highness, and that is the separation from my loyal friend and co-worker, Kolu.
I realize that is indeed quite a sacrifice to make. But of course, it would not be prudent to let him accompany you. Being one of my countrymen, it would arouse suspicion, and should our enemies discover it...
Miss Elil, you go. Kolu will stay. This be a good thing to do. Happiness of hundreds, thousands of His Highness people depend on it. Kolu must not stand in way. I wait for you to come back, Miss Elil.
Thank you, good friend of my people.
Then, Kolu, you want me to take this job?
Yes, very much, Miss Elil.
Then make your plans, Your Highness. I accept.
Late that afternoon, Lil boards the big liner at a Singapore pier, taking her sorrowful leave of Kolu and promising to write him often from the States. Lil's final picture of Kolu is one of unutterable sadness. For Kolu, left alone for the first time in years without Jim or Lil, his small world is shattered almost beyond repair. But far away, safe on the small, uncharted island in the Pacific, Jim is suddenly awakened one night by the sound of a human voice. He hurries over to the lean-to where Kitty is sleeping and quietly wakes her out of her sleep.
Kitty. Kitty, wake up. Wake up quickly.
What, Jim? What is it? What's happened? Is there something wrong?
Quiet now. Don't say another word. Just listen. I woke up 5 minutes ago and heard human voices. For a minute, I thought I was dreaming and hearing things. But I listened and soon found out I was really hearing voices. Now listen.
This is the spot. Bring up the tins.
Aye, aye, Ocean.
All right, men. Bilson found his string.
Good, Hill.
Start getting up the pit to tins and fit him up.
On the double, men. There's no time to lose. Move smartly now.
Did you hear that? Sound like Englishmen. How the dickens did they get here? I surveyed every inch of the water before I turned in. There's been a sign of ships or sail.
That's strange. Who do you suppose they are, Jim?
I don't know. But I'm going to take a chance and investigate. From their conversation, they've put in here for fresh water. They're loading up at that spring of ours.
Be careful, Jim. They may be smugglers or undercover pirates that raid the pearl fishing beds. Why not just remain quiet and let them get their water supply and leave?
Don't worry. I won't let them see me. I'll look them over carefully. And if they're legitimate traders or sailors, we might get them to take us off here. Now, Kitty, you just stay here and don't make a noise. I'll go out and see where they are and how they got here. Now, don't worry. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, men. Kill them up and take them away. Move along now. We haven't got all night.
Aye, aye, sir. They're getting sick, Henzy. That 12 tins should fit.
12.
We'll have to make 3 tins, Wilson.
Righto. 36 tins ought to fill the tanks. As soon as you get the first 12, load your boat and take them out.
Right, sir.
But be sure to put them in easy and spread the tins around.
Aye, aye.
That rubber boat safety in the middle.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, the girls.
Holy smoke. No wonder I didn't see them approach this evening. Why, they came in a submarine.
Jim, stealing through the shadows to a vantage point among the rocks overlooking a deep inlet, peers through the semi-darkness, and out in the moonlit water looms the huge, shadowy hulk of a submarine. Will Jim approach the sailors and effect a rescue for Kitty and himself? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.